how we danced at the end? You were dancing with Bartels when you were listening to the record?
Now we have got our own stuff. Alan?
Ginsberg?
No.
Paul Coleman?
Coleman,
yes.
So last time in India, he paid me $25,000.
He did? Wow. $25,000. But he still has the original tape of this record.
That didn't now do. He wanted to pay me something, but he never paid.
I sent Krishna Kanti. He made a recording this in South Africa. We printed it. It's not actually legal, but we did it because we didn't think it would get all around the world. This is the most wonderful record for spreading Krishna consciousness,
yeah,
because you're chanting Hare Krishna. So cool.
Original.
People can more appreciate Hare Krishna than these bhajans, but they don't understand.
Brahmananda, you?
Brahmananda?
Brahmananda also.
Yeah, he's singing. Satsarup. Hari Griva was there also.
I agree.
And Jadarani was there. We were playing all kinds of instruments, all kinds of things. We were playing bells and sticks.
Nityananda was playing sitar.
Yes.
And I was playing a broken
drum. Is it?
It was wood. Was it wood? Wooden.
I think they had that at the New Vrindavan farm when we went
we
up there.
They borrowed it from an Indian man.
It was a little one-sided
drum.
No,
it was big.
Oh, it was
big two-sided. Oh. Wooden drum.
Just for doing this.
So that was another drum.
Something's good.
But the great hall spot.
This record, yes. October, November. November or December, near Christmas. Chitananda was there also.
You will know.
Yes.
Building where they have the information about what this place used to be, how it used to function.
When it would fill up, and they'd let the boat down inside, from one level down to the next. Move it on down. They're small barges.
Very small.
This is not going to be what?
Big pardon?
This is the what?
Potomac River.
I was going to ask that this shawl, the nature of the shawl, we find that...
The art?
No, the shawl, the Atma. Jiva. We get a description that the soul, the size of the soul is 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair. We're just discussing whether does this imply that it can be measured.
Yes, this is measured.
But we are claiming that it's non-physical.
Non-physical, that doesn't mean it has no measure. It is measured.
So measurement, actually Saraputra calculated from how much the size is. Now from electron microscope, actually we can get an idea about the tip of the hair, how much it is. Now you divide it by 1/10,000th part, so it come out the size of the soul is about 2 angstroms by calculation like that.
2 atoms?
No, angstrom. Angstrom is the smallest scale that science can imagine. And it is smaller than even a hydrogen atom. So actually it is atomic. It's very small in size.
Yeah.
But we were wondering whether that is reasonable.
Reasonable, yes. It is. Given in Upanishad and Padma Purana authorized.
It's just that this 1/10,000th tip of hair has no material quality. It's non-physical, but still can be measured. Right?
Non-physical, just like an axiomatic truth point has no length without a breadth. But it has length and breadth. We cannot measure it.
But does this not imply 1/10,000th size? That doesn't... does not apply imply a measurement that it can be measured.
Yeah, measurement is there.
Are you close?
Yes, it's a service room. But up here is a very nice way to look at the waterfall.
The microbes are so.
Yes.
If it is not so small, how in the microbes that can be so?
Yeah, it is small.
Man-made waterfalls.
Man-made?
Not this man-made. Is the dam part. There's other parts. This is man-made dam here. There's other parts where it flows freely.
They can manufacture airplanes like this with pilot.
But they can manufacture bigger ones.
That's all right. Do it.
Start with little ones.
What will be the technique to track the Bengali educational class? Mm-hmm. To attract the Bengalis who are educated, what techniques that will be most effective?
With kirtan and prasad distribution.
But it seems that to me that they are not so much interested. Mm-hmm. A man came from Calcutta about 2 months ago, in Bengali. And in fact, we are class friends in Calcutta when I was studying in Calcutta. And I discussed this problem with him. Why so-called Bengali intellectuals are not attracted to our movement? His answer was, this is a Chaitanya movement. is mostly for less intellectuals. For those who are educated, they want to be followers of Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. In fact, they have a society called Vedanta Society. And they, all the Bengalis get together in
Plank. Waste their time.
Yeah, and they discuss... So I was a little mad at him, this friend.
Because the real fact is they do not want to give up meat eating and fish eating. Therefore, they like Vivekananda. That is the real reason. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Vaishnava, they have to give up so many things. That is the disease of the Bengal. And Vivekananda is recognized only in Bengal. To some part, not all.
There's also a small Vedanta society here in Washington.
Yes.
And I had one of our Indian associates who were hoping to be able to meet go there. And he said they could not even discuss the topics of Bhagavad Gita. They had no conclusion. They were arguing in their own meeting. And no one had any idea of what Bhagavad Gita was in so many technical points.
The most simple. They cannot understand. Vinapasugna. They will have no access.
I think there must be a fundamental mistake in their outlook.
No. Their life is a mistake because they are sinful. Their life is a mistake. Misguided.
This fellow is a chemist, and he actually he's very intelligent. I mean, he has read all the Gitas, and he has studied many thoughts on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
First of all, we have to talk with them about this, what is life. Then they will come. If they are on the concept, bodily conception of life, they are animals. Which is not. First of all, we have to talk with them on this place. What is life? Identification.
So, to me, my feeling was that they somehow looked down. They looked down in their feeling.
Look down. They think they're superior. They think that they are superior.
But he did not talk with him and argue.
Yeah, I argued.
What is life?
Well, ultimately he has to accept that. Our philosophy.
They have become less intelligent on account of their bad habits.
This man, there's a Professor Mitra. He's in Emory University in the Department of Sociology. They claim he's a Vedantist. And they have a group. And then this Das, actually his name was Das, he told me that he has Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And he worships, he recites every day. And he told me that he prays very much. It's the best Gita that he has seen. So though he's involved in something else, but he's still taking Srila Prabhupada.
Any man who is reasonable, he'll come. If he's an animal, he cannot come. That is good. First charge is that anyone who is in bodily concept of life is animal. First of all, refuse. If they're thinking that I am this body. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am American, I am this, I am that. Then you are enemy.
This is our first time. What they will answer. What is the defense? If a dog is thinking I am dog, and I am thinking I am Indian or American, what is the difference? What is the difference between the dog and the man? That first child should be tested. Then father goes thinking.
So it seems to me that we need some strong pressing in Calcutta, in Bengal. We want to attract some intellectuals from...
Oh, there are many intellectuals.
My concern here, staying here in Atlanta, there are many Bengali families, but they never come to the temple. See, there was our life member program, and some of the Prabhus are going to make life members. And these Bengalis, they don't even have even some respect. So that is why I was a little, seeing their motto, I was a little disappointed.
Because he'll ask them, not to eat meat, and that they can. What is this, clothes? No.
At our Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir, though, lots of people are coming.
Yes.
Yes, it is for the common people. Ordinary people.
Because they are godless, they are uncommon. Educated Bengali, they're spoiled.
Yes. Actually, what my feeling was, they don't want to stop eating meat.
That is the only...
I think that is the main reason.
And Vivekananda says, whatever you like, can eat.
Yeah, Dottamot. So, in fact, they claim like this also. They follow like that.
Spoiled. Bengalis are spoiled.
And our request is you should join and you should help us in spreading the mission.
Yes, this is 15, 20 minutes.